so close, I feel your breath over me.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all, depending on the country you're listening from. Welcome to Hang Out with Tioluwani, and I remain your host, Olumuyiwa Good News Tioluwani. So here, talking about various topics as the spirit leads, or as it's laid upon in my spirit. And also, you guys can drop topics or suggestions if you want me to talk about it, or if you want me to invite my guests and discuss about it. You're welcome, welcome. Stay tuned for this episode.
Mortal man, awesome God. Mortal man, awesome God.
Hello guys, a short break. This just let us know that episodes you'll be hearing today and coming episodes you're going to hear from today and so are be pre-recorded. Now all episodes were pre-recorded, but this one was recorded on Zoom and then others were recorded on Google Meet. So this is an apology to us in case we face any hearing difficulties. If you cannot hear me or hear the guest, I'm so sorry. I tried my best to make sure they were as clear as possible and then network issues and everything. I am so sorry in advance for whatever technical issues you might have coming from now. Thank you so much. Sit back and enjoy today's episode. Bye. Hi guys, welcome to Hang Out with Tioluwani, and I remain your host, Olumuyiwa Good News Tioluwani. I'm going to say this. I know you're going to say, okay, this girl, I can just get what you want to say. You're sorry. Yes, I am so sorry. Everything that happened, things that always happen. Yeah, well, actually, this time around, I had you guys in mind. I was working to make sure that I had something to upload immediately. But I'm in Bini in Lake Nigeria. And it's quite far from places that I know people, and most of my guests are not in Benin. So we had to schedule recording sessions, the pre-recording sessions online. So most of the, as I had to do like an audio earlier to let us know that most of these episodes are recorded on Zoom and on Google Meet, some of them on WhatsApp. So you're going to face like a little bit of difficulty listening to them. Some of them might not be clear, but I really tried my best to ensure that to give you the best quality that I can give right now. I'm so sorry. So yes, that was why I had to plan and do a lot of things. But trust me, after today, by the grace of God and God sparing our lives, we're going to have this episode running throughout. So yes. We're still talking about Christ, revealing Christ, revealing Jesus, getting to know who the Christ is, getting to know who Jesus is, more than just the Bible story or the fiction Bible or the stories that we've been told, like fiction and all like that. So yes, so we meet today. Now back to the episode of the drum rolls. We have someone I consider a father, my friend, and a big brother. I've known him for the past 10 years right now, and he's a pastor, a man of God, and he has blessed my life so much. Like the past 10 years since I met him, I've just gotten to know so much about God, and I at this point in time I felt like, and I was led that he's just the right person at this situation to talk about revealing Christ. Let us know who Jesus is, how he got to know Jesus and all. So thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for having us here, for coming. So sorry.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
It's nice to be here.
Okay, thank you so much for honoring our invitation.
You're most welcome.
So, before, in previous episodes, we're discussing the topic on knowing Christ, knowing Jesus and Christ, and I kind of shared my background of how I got my salvation story. And then I explained to them extensively, I guess, how Christ and Jesus Christ is what's that. So today we will have like more of a discussion, like question and answers. I'll be asking like a few questions and then just. So our first question, I think this question might be very cliche. Are you born again?
Yes.
Because I know this question might sound very cliche, but...
No, it's not. It's not, because these days there are several things that are happening, and so you need to know where you stand, especially when you want to have discussions with people. You need to know their point of reference, because you go to church does not mean you're born again. You may not even be. So because you walk in a vehicle does not mean you're a bread. So you have to know where everybody stands so that you can, from that point, move forward, because you might be saying something and it means something else to that person.
That's true.
So we have to, from the, that's why it's not preacher. You just need to know, so that you know this, what you are dealing with, what you are relating with, and on what platform you can commune or relate.
Thank you very much for watching.
You're welcome.
So, next question is, out of every other religion, like there are so many, why did you choose Christianity? Why Jesus? Like, what's your assurance that this is the right?
Well, you can't compare Jesus with other religions. Neither can you compare Christianity with other religions. Because other religions are trying to give you one rule or the other. But Christianity is not just, it's not a religion. It's a way of life. It's a way of life that is born out of an encounter.
Okay.
Because a lot of times, these days, we have brought Christianity down to the level of being intellectual or being logical. But Christianity is beyond that. It's a life that has to be experienced. And it is as a result of that encounters you've had in your Christian journey that your Christian life can be sustained.
Okay. Thank you very much. So from your answer, you said something that caught my attention. You said it boils down to your encounter. So how does encounter come to play in this? Because anyone that hears this right now will say, oh, I don't think I've had a special encounter or a special experience. Does that mean that my Christianity is not a void? Does that mean that I am not Christian? Because I don't think I've had a special encounter from heaven or something spectacular or experience. I just believe. Also, for a person that has not encountered, does not have any special encounter, how would this person have this encounter you're talking about?
The first thing I will ask is that if you say that you've not had an encounter with God or an experience, then you cannot say you're a Christian.
Okay.
Because, what we mean by encounter and experience is that for you to be a genuine believer.
Yeah.
I believe our point of reference, we're not just talking about how to go to church. We're talking about being born again and being a believer.
Yes, definitely.
You cannot say you are born again. There is something that brought you to that point. There is a light that shined in the darkness of your heart that drew you closer. There was something that happened that made you to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior.
Okay, so that's something you're born
into. So that is the point of contact. That is where everything starts from. We are not talking about because your parents went to church and when you were given birth in the church hospital and you were given the name of Philip or Peter or John.
Can you step back from your mic? It's too harsh.
What did you
do? I said, can you step back from your mic? Yes. So you were saying something that's not something that you were born into.
We are not talking about because you were born into a Christian hospital. Your parents named you Philip, John, Rebecca, or Mary. That's not the kind of Christianity we are talking about. We're talking about those who have made personal decision and have intentionally accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Those are the people we are talking about. In this context.
Okay. Thank you very much.
We can still consider the other people that, okay, I was born a Christian. Aside that, if you were born a Christian, I've never accepted the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you were truly born a Christian and you have been a person that have been taking to Bible study, over and again. If you have been born in a Christian family and you've been taken to church from childhood, except you want to deceive yourself, one time or the other in your life, you will have seen beyond the curtain.
Definitely.
You will. It may not be often, may not be more than once or twice, but one time or the other in your life, you will have seen beyond the curtain. You may not want to accept what you know. It is a knowing inside of you that something beyond the normal, beyond the logic, has happened one day. You may not be able to explain it, but you know. So that's why I said, you can't really say you are in this Christian journey and one time or the other, your eyes have not been enlightened. It's not possible. It's just that, what did you do with the light? What did you do with the light? Like Paul said something, he said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly visions. That means you can be disobedient to the heavenly vision.
That's true. Okay, so I'll pick up my next question. Okay, so for a person that walks up to you, if a person walks up to you and says, oh, I think I'm Christian, I think I'm not, like, I really don't have an assurance of my salvation, what, help me, what's the way out? Like, what would you do for such a person? Or what would you say to such a
person? For the person not to, we need to know actually where the person falls.
Okay.
Because when you say that, oh, I'm not sure whether I'm a Christian, we need to even know whether you, where did you come, where did you start from?
What if the person actually came out from? If the person came out from an altar call or accepted the Lord Jesus Christ one time in his life, like, you know, said the salvation prayer. Hey, what if the person actually came out from an altar call? Person said the salvation story, but person is still, like, I don't still think I'm a Christian. I don't feel like a Christian. Oliver, I don't feel like a Christian. My life doesn't look like a Christian. Am I still a Christian? Like, I don't think I'm beyond the fruits of a Christian. Am I still a Christian?
Okay, I understand that. There are several things involved in this particular question. Now, you don't think you are a Christian. You don't feel you are a Christian. Those are two different things. Christianity is not a feeling.
Yeah.
It's a faith experience. So you don't feel it. It is a knowing. You know it. That's why the Bible says that the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are God's children. So if for any reason, any individual is not having that witness, is not having that assurance, then we need to probe further why that kind of experience is missing. And one thing people who are just coming into faith needs to understand is this. One of the things the devil does is that he tries to question your assurance of faith. So you need to really, that's why you need to know what God has done for you in his word so that you can hold on to it.
Yeah. So faith comes by hearing and hearing.
Because if you don't know what God has done for you, the devil can make you think it is not true. For example, if you open a bank account and I do a transfer into your bank account, and so there's a bank alert, says 2 million naira in your bank account. Now, you have not seen the 2 million naira, but you just got an alert. You need to believe that alert is real, as far as you know, it's from your bank.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of believers, you will never handle the money physically to your large extent, but you can make transfers and make little withdrawals. And so we need to believe the word of God. The same way you believe the alert, you need to believe what God's word says, that, oh, you are now saved.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that. But then, I'm fine. So you're saying that, okay, that Christianity is not something that you think or you feel about. It's completely right? I just want to celebrate that.
Yes. So, that's what the Bible says. We are saved by faith.
Right. So,
that's what the Bible says. We are saved by faith. The faith experience, not the feeling experience. It is when you believe it, you begin to feel it. But don't feel to believe.
Okay, so that's where the next question comes in. So, what do you feel? Okay, am I going to... Is it going to... I have to go to the... I'm...